Are you focused on business growth or creating value? When you think about the big picture of your business, thinking strategically rather than tactically, are you focused on the right things? Are you focusing on growth when you should be focusing on increasing value? That's what actually most business owners tend to do. We spend a lot of time here at Aspire talking about business growth, and for good reasons. Growth is the most obvious, visible sign that your business is doing well. Given a choice, almost everyone would choose to grow versus choosing to get smaller. Business owners and clients also bring up the topic of growth a lot, usually in the mistaken context of money. I need to make more money, so I need to grow, i.e. grow revenue. Unfortunately, more revenue doesn't always mean more money to the business owner. In fact, a lot of times business growth can be bad. Here are a few examples. Let's say you bring on a major new client that ends up doubling your revenue, but also now represents 65% of your total revenue base. Best case, that's a huge risk they could leave at any time. Worst case, you've now sold yourself to a really bad client who's going to take advantage of you because you can't afford to lose them. You have a great year, and you grow really, really fast, and in order to take advantage of the opportunities in front of you, you cut a few corners. You hire the first person you can find, rather than the right person. You take on some opportunities that don't really fit your long-term model, which creates a lot of special processing. And because you're desperate, you cut some deals with vendors who can react quickly, but end up costing you more, cutting into your profit margins. The end result? You had a great year from a top-line perspective, but your profits were maybe about the same, and next year is going to be a real challenge. Or you decide to acquire a smaller player in your area or your industry. They seem like a perfect fit, but months after the deal goes through, you uncover some accounting problems, and the best half of their employees and their customers bail on you. Now that's an expensive way to grow. Don't get me wrong, growth is definitely something you should be looking at, but a much better strategic goal is to focus on increasing the value of your business. Now business value is usually associated with selling a business, but even if you're not thinking about selling anytime soon, it still makes sense to focus on building value. Why? Because the healthiest businesses are also the most valuable, and if you're focused on building a healthy business, you really can't go wrong. Focus on building business value. Top-line revenue growth doesn't necessarily lead to value. So the question is, what does? Here are four things to focus on. Number one, profitability. Probably the best indicator of overall business health is your profitability. How profitable you should be varies with the size of the business and your industry, but you should definitely be paying yourself a good salary and also be well in the black. There are several ways to improve your profitability. What could you do next year to be more profitable? Number two, create recurring revenue and predictability. When you're thinking about value and long-term health of a business, one of the key drivers is the ability to clearly predict what you're going to do next year. If a good chunk of your revenue is recurring in some fashion, then it's much easier to predict. Also, if you have a repeatable system for driving new and additional revenue, as an example, every time we run this campaign, we land 10 new customers, or I know my sales team and processes will bring in at least X amount of dollars next year. Those are great. However, if you're guessing every year on what you'll make and you tend to fluctuate wildly, your value drops a lot, and you're not a very healthy business right now. So what can you do to become more predictable? Number three, be significantly different. If you took the logos and names away from your business and your top three or four competitors, could customers really tell the difference between you? If so, what is that difference? Hint, it's not that you have great people. Everyone says that. Is your solution or your product different in a meaningful and positive way? Have you built from the bottom up to provide a better experience to your customers? Think Nordstrom's or Quick Trip here locally in Kansas City. If you're not clearly different, then your value drops a lot. What could you do to become more different? Finally, number four, be clean and stable. Do you know what's going on in your business every day? Are your financials, your books, clean, up-to-date, and transparent? Is the operational foundation of the business stable in the sense that it's clear to everyone how the work gets done, and it's done the same way pretty much every time, regardless of who's doing the work? The quickest thing to kill a deal is when the buyer can't trust the accounting and the financials of your business. And even if you're not going to sell today, it's a habit you must get into if you're going to have a healthy business. There are other things that definitely contribute to adding value to your business. Having the right people on the team, having a great mix of happy customers who rave about you, having a great brand and reputation. But if you can focus on the four things listed above, you'll definitely be off to a great start. When's the last time you thought about increasing the value of your business? What did you think about? We'd love to hear your thoughts or sit down to help you brainstorm how to do this if you're interested. Leave us a comment below or reach out to us anytime. I'm Sean Kincaid with Aspire Business Development. Thanks for listening.